All that I am, all that I have, is beautifully made by your hand. There are no questions, there is no doubt, that you look at me and feel proud. You're not embarrassed, you're not ashamed. You stand in wonder of what you've made. I am loved by you. I am loved, I am loved by you. I am loved, I am loved by you. I am loved, I am loved by you. All that I am, all that I have, is beautifully made by your hands. There are no questions, there is no doubts, that you look at me and feel proud. You're not embarrassed, you're not ashamed. You stand in wonder of what you made. I am loved by you. I am loved, I am loved by you. I am loved, I am loved by you. I am loved, I am loved by you. Your love will not run empty. Your love's a well that will never run dry. Your love will not run empty. Your love grows sweeter and sweeter with time. Your love will not run empty. Your love's a well that will never run dry. Your love will not run empty. Your love grows sweeter and sweeter with time. Your love will not run empty. Your love's a well that will never run dry. Your love will not run empty. Your love grows sweeter and sweeter with time. Your love will not run empty. Your love's a well that will never run dry. Your love will not run empty. Your love grows sweeter and sweeter with time. Sweeter and sweeter with time. And grows sweeter and sweeter with time. sweeter and sweeter with time. Sweeter and sweeter, I am loved, I am loved by you. 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 I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you. I love you. I love you more than anything. I love you. I love you. I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. More than anything, I love you. I love you. I love you more than anything. I love you. I love you. I love you more than anything. All that I am, all that I have, is beautifully made by your hands. There are no questions, there is no doubt, that you look at me and feel proud. You're not embarrassed, you're not ashamed. You stand in wonder of what you made. I am loved, I am loved by you. 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 At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the greeter.
Let's go before the Lord in prayer. My God, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. We will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in our mouths. Lord, we praise you, we honor you, we worship you, we glorify you, we exalt your holy name this morning. Father, we thank you for giving us the opportunity to get together, Lord, as family, to come before the buffet table, Lord, to praise you, God. God, to hear a word from you, Lord, to pray, because we know prayer changes things. Father, we thank you for the founders of the Master's Call, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the mission and the mandate you had them on, Lord, and their diligence over these past 10 years, Lord, when so many things have happened, Lord, when discouragements may have come, Lord, but yet, dear God, you encourage them to continue and look at the fruits of their labor. Oh, God, we ask you continue to bless them, that you continue to strengthen them, that you continue to download them with creative ideas, oh, God, that you continue to use them according to the way that you would have them to be used according to their purpose. Lord, we thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Lord. Father, that in this time, Lord, of pandemic, Lord, you have strengthened the company, Lord. You have blessed the company, Lord. You have put wealth and riches in the company. Lord, Father, we ask you continue to bless them. God, give them strength, God. Continue to give them creative formulas and products, oh, God. Continue to enhance the vision in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us today. God, you know what we stand in need of, and I ask that you bless us individually and collectively. Now, God, we lift up our speaker. Oh, God, we're looking forward to a word, Lord, that you have already downloaded, God, that is going to be saturated with truth, oh, God, that's saturated with the blood of the Lamb that will go forth with clarity, and we give you praise. God, bless their walk today. Bless whatever their hands touch, Lord, that they prosper therein. And we bind out those blue foot devil in the name of Jesus, him and all his cohorts. Lord, that they have no place on this call. We give you praise, God, and we ask for blessings over this nation today. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, my TMC family, it has been a pleasure to serve as your greeter this morning. And as I always say, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know that I sincerely love me some you. Host, are you there?
Great day, great day, great day, everybody. Great day, Minister Willow. Yes, I am here. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer, for seating and greeting everyone with the joy I hear in your heart and in your voice. And, oh, my goodness, Psalmist Kaylin, you know you, I've claimed you as one of my babies, and you definitely are anointed to worship. Thank you for ushering us into the very throne room of God. And next Wednesday is my birthday, and I've already put in my request for you. Hint, hint. So good morning, my TMC family. Welcome to the Master's Call. And we are on our 10th day of fasting here, where our directive today is pray for corporate leadership, 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 13. Pray for Alejandro and Elvio Diaz de Leon, the co-founders. And just put in, if you're in another company, your leadership, your co-founders, your owners, Alfredo Orozco Gutierrez, Director Liaison, Jose Melanor, Corporate Staff, Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, and Dr. Lionel Kelly, Sales and Operations, Marketing, Fulfillment, Center Warehouse, and our corporate office, Proverbs 11, and 14. And again, if you are pray for their health and strength due to busy schedules, pray for travel and mercies, pray for wisdom, creativity, and success strategies, pray for creativity, creative formulas and products, pray for their leadership implementing the vision and keeping clear the vision communication with the field. And again, if you're in another organization, pray those same things over your own organization and company. Well, let me tell you a little bit about this company, this call. In October 2010, our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon heard the call from the master, and they said yes. Their foundational scripture is Psalms 88:13, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Our website is themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net, where all messages have been archived on the site, as well as our bios, the directives for this fast, and anything you want to know about the Master's Call. Our theme for the year is in 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenly, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as a host as I am doing, you have a word in your belly, a song of praise on your lips, please contact us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net, where Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Brenda Henry Terrell, will contact us. Well, the phenomenal company that got us all together on this call is Artis International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago, and we are now Artis Life, where great products are being distributed worldwide to help people become healthier. The morning motivational call, which is held immediately after this call, Monday through Friday, is where a team of great leaders give vital information on the benefits of these wonderful artist products. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617#. And you're going to want to call that number today, because today is Awareness Wednesday, where our Diamond President Reginald and Victoria Flanagan will be talking about detox on today. So please call that number. And if you have trouble getting that number, there's a bypass number, and that number is 716-293-9707. Well, I know that you have come today to hear a word from the Lord. And let me tell you something. This woman of God, this mouthpiece, this little in stature but great in power in the Holy Ghost, is from the Mississippi Gulf Coast, where she, Ocean Springs, Mississippi. And she is married to Freddie Terrell. She has 5 children, Katrina, Freddie, Charity, Terry, and Trent, and grandmother of 3 grandsons, Jai, Brent, and Brandon. She is anointed. She's a preacher, a prophetess. Oh, my. She's a worshiper, for real. We'll go in a second. I want to introduce to some and present to others none other than a sister of mine, the queen of sweet potato pies. No place far enough for her to drive you and help you out. Come on to the front of the line, powerhouse, Miss Minister Brenda Henry Terrell. Are you there?
My. Can you hear me, Minister Sharon?
I can hear you loud and clear, waiting on a mighty word. Take it away.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Sharon. I tell you, prophetess, sing the heavens down, sister. God bless you. We so appreciate you. I'm telling you, I said, I'm looking around to see who she's talking about. All right. Good morning to you. Good morning to Minister Willis, seating and greeting everyone with the joy of the Lord in your spirit. As always, thank you so much, my sister. And to our psalmist, our young psalmist, Psalmist Kaylin, when she was singing, "I love you, Jesus. I love you more than anything." She brought me in for sure then. Thank you so much, my sweetheart. She is truly a blessing to our Master's Call family. Good morning, Master's Call family. I just want to say thank you for being here with us, and I just want to take a minute to say thank you to our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, truly women of God who have stood firm on his word and definitely have been amazingly blessing to me, amazing in such a way I can sit here and try to describe it, but I can't, because I'm just thankful to God that he brought me into their presence and come to know them and be a part of the family. Well, I'm going to share with you one voice. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your awesomeness, and I glorify you, Father, because it's only in you that I live, move, and have my being. So take this vessel, use it for your glory. Your glory, oh God, and I'll be careful to give your name the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, one voice. You know, John 10:27 says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." You know, during this amazing time of fasting and praying, and we're on day 10, we yearn. Yes, we do. We yearn to hear clearly the one voice. And that's the voice of God. We yearn to be in tune with his will and his presence. It's called hungering and thirsting for his righteousness. You know, God speaks to each and every one of us in different and unique ways. And he can use absolutely anything he has created to talk to his children. Remember when he spoke to Balaam through his donkey? Mm-hmm. Or Moses with the burning bush. God was speaking. Our daddy is creative. Remember that. When he wants to speak to us, he can make use of a movie we just watched, a conversation we just had with a friend, being in a 3-hour traffic. I've been there and been stuck there. Or just a funny incident that just happened. God will speak in any given situation. He is always listening and waiting patiently for us to listen to him and talk back to him. Listen to that one voice. The issue is a lot of us are not patient, and we have this mentality that his voice is as deep as Tony the Tiger, or that he's got to speak in this soft voice all the time, or that he speaks in just one way. But God can talk to us anyhow he sees fit, any way he sees fit, at any given time. We just have to be calm and be attentive and ready and willing to hear him speak. He'll speak through any given situation. I don't know about you, but I've many times prayed without waiting to hear that one voice that matters, the voice of God. His voice is in everything around us. Think about it. He made everything in this world, so it's so befitting for him to use anything he created to speak to us. The voice of God is assuring, it's healing, it's peaceful. It's always there. It leads us even when we don't see it. We earnestly need to be quiet and just be still and just hear him. You know, sometimes we could get all shaken up through situations and what have you, but yet God is even speaking through the turmoil situations. You know, I love to go near the ocean. Many times I heard God's voice in it. And then I read Psalms 29:3 says, "The voice of the Lord is upon the waters." We are his children, so he definitely speaks to us. Get this, even in our questions, in our doubts, and even in our worries, hallelujah, thanks be to God for the God we serve and who he is. He's not conditioned the way we always want to make him. See, that one voice is always there, glory to God. Hebrews 3 and 7 says, therefore, as the Holy Spirit speaks and says, today, if you will hear his voice. It went on to say in verse 8, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, in the day of trial, and in the wilderness. Listen, we were in the process of foreclosure back in the 90s. When the one voice that mattered spoke and gave me instructions to avoid it. He directed me to type a letter requesting extra time and get it notarized. Go to court where the mortgage company had a slew of lawyers and I had Jesus. The judge looked at them after reading my letter and asked how much time did I really have. And because I had the house up for sale at that particular time, and making a long story short, within 3 month period that I had, God sent a buyer along to save me from going through foreclosure, me and my husband. And I'm so thankful to God because he spoke and I heard him. And just as crazy it may sound, everybody said, you need to have a lawyer to go when you go into any court. I did. I had Jesus. Glory to God. He spoke, I heard, I acted, and thanks be to God, he gave me the victory. So I encourage you today, close out every other voice of fear, of doubt, of pain, of worry, and watch out for that still voice, that voice that will speak to you. Yes, it'll be still, and then there'll be times he's speaking in situations. Don't forget about that. That comforting voice that would tell you and talk to you and let you know that you are the light, you are special, and you are his. We're talking about that one voice, God's voice. You know, Psalms 29 and 4 says, the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. That one voice has been speaking in a tremendous way during this pandemic. I'm sure you can agree with me. I hope you've been listening and you've been watching and you've been seeing his hand. His voice has been speaking. What have you heard from the voice of the Lord through this pandemic? What have you heard? Because he definitely has put us all in a place where we could hear him. For me, God is saying, I'm restructuring the church from man's way to my way. Too many have put other things before me, okay? And I'm putting everybody in their place and where they can hear me, where they can see me, where they'll know that I'm right there with them. Many are trusting man rather than me. So I got to let them know who I am and that I can bring them out of any given situations. Thanks be to God. Luke 9:34 and 35 says, Peter, John, and James witnessed Jesus speaking with two men, and they were Moses and Elias. A cloud overshadowed them, and from that cloud a voice said, this is my beloved son, my chosen one. Hear him. Listen to him. And on that note, do we often find ourselves listening to too many voices? Yes, I'm talking about, yes, we have situations where we're looking at the TV, we're looking at the news, but when we're tuned in through his word, when we've meditated on his word, when we talk to him every day, we can hear God's voice even through the news. Yes, we can. But if we're not and we allow those voices to take over God's voice, then that can be a problem. See, we hear different voices through commotions of life, on the jobs, videos, in the stores, and I say videos, but you know, people go to the through social media and what have you, and listen to all these different voices. Not to mention our family and friends. People are sending us something every day. We have to stay in tune. God, what are you saying in the midst of this? That's the question. See, as the body of Christ, the church, we are many members, but one body. So I want to go into this phase real quickly. This one voice, according to Exodus 24 and 3, when Moses went and told the people all the Lord's words and the laws, they responded with one voice. Everything the Lord has said, we will do. Are we committed to do whatever the Lord tells us to do? Remember this. The one voice of God will bring healing, peace, love, in all matters. Healing, peace, and love in all matters. We got to look for the love of God. One voice had spoken to the waves and said, peace be still. Then the voice said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. One voice rebuked the unclean spirits and healed many. So the Bible is encouraging us to be that one voice here on earth by calling things that be not as though they were. When someone says, I'm not feeling well, we're that voice to say, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, you are healed. The Spirit of the living God is commissioning us to be the voice to pray with the lost unto salvation, to speak life into detrimental situations, speak abundance where there is lack. As a fasting and prayer family, this is the manifestation that we should desire. When two or three come together, touching and agreeing on anything, God is hearing our one voice, and he's ready to perform them. Imagine from city to city, state to state, country to country, one voice is declaring a COVID-free world and allowing the love of God to conquer many with divine health. With God, all things are possible. We have to remember his word. Divine wealth to the masses because we're being obedient to the voice of God. With our one voice, we will speak to any mountain in life, any mountains that come in life, and cast them into the sea because we were commissioned by that one voice to do so. With one voice, we will speak God's word over family, friends, and communities and see them walking as believers of Christ. With one voice, we decree and declare that we are the head and not the tail. Our voice together must be heard unselfishly, honestly, humbly, because we are grateful that we were chosen to be that voice, even in the wilderness. Did you hear what I say? Even in the wilderness. Whatever we may go through, we're that voice that can change circumstances because the God in us, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. I got to touch on this before I close. You remember John the Baptist, that one voice shouting in the wilderness saying, prepare the way for the Lord's coming. Clear the road for him, he says. His assignment was clear, and he didn't hold back from fulfilling what he was called to do. That message of repentance, the way, came in the form of Jesus Christ. And that one voice dwelt among us saying, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Then he went to the cross, and that one voice he spoke, it is finished. He went down to the deeper parts of the earth, and he snatched the keys, including the voice the enemy had stolen, and rose from the dead with all power in his hands. Yes, he did. That one voice declared, the keys of heaven and earth are in my hands. Did I mention that one voice said, greater works shall you do because I go to my Father? The Holy Spirit says today, when you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts as Israel did when they rebelled. Why? Because that one voice is walking with us each and every day, even to this hour. He's walking in the cool of the evening with us every day. He restored the relationship that was broken from us, that was broken between us and that one voice. But thanks be to God for restoring us to the joy of his salvation. Psalms 29:9 says, the voice of the Lord twists mighty oaks and strips the forest bare. In his temple, everyone shouts glory. Why? Because the Lord rules over the floodwaters. He reigns as king forever. He gives his people strength, and he blesses them with peace. You see, it's that one voice that we adhere to each and every day. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, the one voice has been speaking since the world began. Throughout the Bible, he speaks to and in our spirits. He speaks. And today, he is speaking the more. And this is what that great voice says in Revelation. Look, I am coming soon, bringing my reward with me to repay all people according to their deeds. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Yes, I am coming soon. Yes, that one voice speaks forever because he has already given us the victory in Christ Jesus. Let's be that voice that hears that one voice each and every day and know without a shadow of a doubt that God reigns through these troublesome times. He reigns because he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Back to you, Minister Sharon.
Oh, my. One voice. Thank you so much, Prophetess, Minister, Psalmist, Brenda Henry, Terrell. What a word, what a word, and a great word for now, today. One voice, one voice. Let us go to the Master in prayer. Father, we thank you, Father, for this messenger of yours, this great anointed woman of God. We thank you for the message that you downloaded through her today. One voice, Father. We do yearn to hear your voice, Father. Father, help us to hear you no matter what, no matter where we are, no matter what we're doing. Help us to close out the voices of fear, doubt, confusion, discord, or anything else, and help us to tune in to your voice only, and a stranger we will not follow. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you and we bless you, Father, and we thank you for your voice who said that by your stripes we are healed. So we lift up the sick to you right now, Father. We lift up those who are having problems with their foot, with their ankle, Father, with COVID, Father, with their heart conditions, Father, with their lungs, Father, with their kidneys, Father, with their livers, Father, every health situation. We know that you are bigger than that. So, Father, we call on you who said that you sent your word and healed us. Yeah, that voice. Hallelujah. We trust and depend on you. Father, we lift up those that have lost loved ones, Father, those that have gone on, Father, with COVID or whatever other circumstance, Father, we trust you. We do not put a comma where you put a period. But, Father, knowing that you are the God of all comfort, we pray that you would comfort each family member and friend at this time. Father, we lift up everyone on this call. Meet them where they are. Meet every need, spoken and unspoken. It's in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, I know you want to hear this great message again, and the playback number is 712-432-1085, PIN numbers 957-677, pound. And again, immediately after this call, we're going to go to the morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617, pound, where it's Awareness Wednesday, and the topic will be detox. You don't want to miss that. Again, I want to go over the directives for today. This is day 10 of our fast, where we are praying for our corporate leadership according to 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 3, and put your leaders in your companies in where I'm putting ours. Pray for Alejandro and Elvia Diaz de Leon, the co-founders, Alfredo Orozco Gutierrez, Director Liaison, Jose Molinar, corporate staff, Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, Dr. Lionel Kelly, Sales and Operations, Marketing, Fulfillment Center, Warehouse, and our corporate office, Proverbs 11, 14. Pray for their families, pray for their health and strength due to busy schedules, Pray for traveling mercies. Pray for wisdom, creativity, and success strategies. Pray for creative formulas and products. Pray for their leadership, implementing the vision and keeping clear the vision. Communication with the field. So that's our directive. Put your company there wherever you have them. We are now going to thank you again, Somers Kalen, for just ushering us in with your worship. Thank you again, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting us. And then, yes, the messenger for today, we so thank you for reminding us there's only one voice that we should listen to. Please come back now and give us the benediction.
Thank you again, Minister Sharon. Psalms 29:4, I will remind you, says the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen and amen. Have a glorious day. We love you. Bye-bye.